special guest is going to be this year. Zach. We have a special guest to give this year, Bob Brokus. He was Mamash from the once started the pioneers that started the Chabura, and so it's a big cover to have him. He's working on a sefer on Chumash, and that's going to be coming out soon, Mitzvah Hashem. So keep your eyes open for that. But as I understand, it has something to do with that.
I'm going to synthesize, if all is well, some of the Gemara, okay. Specifically the Agadah that we did with the parsha.
Okay, so very good. So no further ado.
Thank you, Rabbi Bilitz, for having me. Such a chashuv opportunity to be here to share some words of Torah with my home, the Chabura. One of my favorite things in Torah is when you see two disparate things that come from far-flung reaches of other areas of Torah intersect and line up. When you see something in a Gemara over here and something in the Chumash over there that ends up intersecting, we have what's called the Eitz Chaim. That's our Torah. There's a branch of Torah over here, a branch of Torah over here, and it lines up to be the tree trunk. We have a Gemara in Kedushin on 29b, and a Gadita over here. And now we have this week's Parsha, Vayishlach with Yaakov Avinu, being met by Esav Harasha and the Sarshal Esav. And they seem to not line up, but they really do. So I'd like to take some time to unpack that. Because I think at this point, although it was last week's readings, I think we all got there, hopefully, to at least had a Gadita. We might have grazed over it a bit, because, you know, it's an Agadah, it's a little hard, it's a little deep and dense, and it wasn't exactly the assigned reading. So I want to open it up a little bit. And not only that, I hopefully will share something that we could all grow from and internalize. So let's just look at that Agadah real quick. On 29b, Chavtet Amid Bet, we see Rav Acha Bar Yaakov's son coming back from yeshiva. And Rav Acha Bar Yaakov tells him, well, you're not really learning as well as you should be. You're not really holding. So instead, I'm going to go in your place. And this is coming back off of the conversation of who should go. And there's one Manta Amar that holds that really, if you are better at learning, if the father is better at learning than the son, and there's only enough money for one to go, you send the father instead. So this is where that Agadah is coming in from. And so, out of some horror flick type of movie, we find out that Abaye's Beis Medrash was haunted by a seven-headed dragon, demon, serpent-like creature. And so, Abaye finds out that Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, this tremendous chassid, this tremendous gaon of Torah and of piety and of Yirat Shemayim, is coming to his yeshiva. And he recognizes that this would be a phenomenal opportunity for him to maybe go to work at this demon. And so we see that Abaye tells everybody in the Beis Medrash, everybody in the town, which was small and far away, don't invite him at all. Don't have him stay in your home at all. So Abaye goes and sleeps the night in the Beis Medrash and sees this demon. And remember, this demon was not like any other demon. This mazik was one that came out not only at nighttime and not only in front of two people, but it would come out by the daytime. And it didn't matter if it was just you or if you had protection or not. And so there he is, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, the great tzaddik and hagon of Rav Yaakov Bar Yaakov, is there. And the demon appears to him. All seven heads, and he starts davening. And with every single bow that he bowed, another head of this seven-headed, serpent-like demon fell off until there was nothing left. One vignette. In this week's parsha, the second vignette, we have Vayishlach, we have Yaakov Avinu being met by Esav Harash and 400 men. And what does Yaakov Avinu do? He readies himself in three ways. The first is by preparing for a physical altercation. Many of us know the Rashi. It's the second part of the Rashi, which says, Im lavan garti, yeah, I have 613 mitzvahs. I'm taryag. I'm ready to go if I have to be. I can fight you. I stood up to Lavan. I could handle you if I absolutely have to. So he prepared himself for war. The second is that he offered gifts and did diplomacy, you know, like the political move. Just take the gifts, take the cattle. And then we have Yesh li kol, Yesh li ra, right? I have everything. And the third way is, what did he do? He davened. So let's take a look very briefly at both of these pieces. You have an Agadah that tells me that the davening was the very vehicle through which we were able to, Rav Acha bar Yaakov was able to slay this demon. Now we have Yaakov Avinu davening. Okay, I have davening. I'm not going to make a Gezeirah Shah, but let's, you know, I can't really do that.
Yaakov.
We'll get there too. Mamish the thing. Yeah? So we'll get there, right? But it's not just simplistic like that. There's more to it. So we know that the Torah says that Yaakov Avinu, when he came out to greet Esav, or really encounter Esav, he bowed 7 times. It's mamash right in the Pesukim. 7 times. So the Sefer HaMikna, which is a Acharon on Kedushin, as well as the Zohar, the Medrash, and I think Kol Yaakov, which is very, very, you know, all those sources of Pritchashiv tell us that Esav HaRasha was connected the primordial serpent from Gan Eden. Meaning, he represented all of the Tumah in the world at that time. And we know from our deep Kabbalistic sources that there's 7 components of Tumah. And with every bow that Yaakov Avinu bowed, he was able to weaken, not kill or destroy, because, you know, it's pretty hard to completely annihilate Ra from the world. He bowed down, with every single one of them, he weakened another koach of Tumah. So now we can start seeing the tree trunk of the Torah. And when we can start seeing how different far-flung branches unite into a synergistic thing, that's when I think Hashem kisses you. He's saying, hi, you're finally seeing me in my unity. Because the Torah is all one. And it goes even deeper than that. And this, I think, is true, even on a bit of a deeper level than just a surface level. You were mentioning that maybe Yaakov, because they were shouting. I think there's something to that, but on a bit deeper of a level. We have Rav Acha bar Yaakov, the son of Yaakov. We have Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov, our father. Okay, I didn't do any genealogical surveys or studies to figure out if he actually was a descendant of Yaakov Avinu, but in a way, we all are. And I think that's the point that we're supposed to be extracting from that name, perhaps. And when Yaakov Avinu bowed down 7 times, through Maisa Avot Simon Labanim, he's enabling us to do the same thing. What does that mean? When we're confronting our own Yetzer Hara, our own Sar Shel Esav, in our own way, on our own level, we too can overcome it. And that's what I think is the crux, so to speak, of what Rav Acha bar Yaakov was able to do because of his namesake. And his bowing further weakened the Yetzer Hara, the Sar Shel Esav, in whatever door, in whatever generation that means. And we all know that although the Satan isn't external anymore, in the sense that the Nachash was in Gan Eden, we know that it's now internal in us. So it's important to ask, what demons are haunting our base medrash? What 7-headed monsters are lurking inside of us and outside of us? And how are we going to handle that? So when we see these two seemingly, you know, far-flung areas, they don't line up, they really do, you could start seeing that maybe there's a message that I should extrapolate from both of them. Maybe there's a lesson that I can learn from each one of these about how I can handle my own inner or external demons. But before we get there, I think it's important to understand another aspect of this Agarata. I joked in the beginning that it's like a horror flick, but that's not precisely right. And, you know, FFBs, they learn this early on, and it seems very much like a horror flick. But a very, very big Rosh Kollel in Eretz Yisrael, who runs the Kol Ian Hadaf, if you've ever been on dafyomi.co.il, which is also done by one of my Rebbeim, Rabbi Shaw, if you're listening, I love you. It's a phenomenal website and resource. And this Rosh Kollel said the following, that the seven-headed serpent, dragon, monster, demon, whatever you want to call it, was actually a person. And that's just how the Agarata wrapped it for us to unpack. A real person was being a mazik in a bayis beis medrash, coming in when a bayi wasn't present and tapping people on the shoulder. Do you really believe any of this stuff you're learning? Do you actually think that God runs the world? And he was making trouble. An apikoros was making trouble in the beis medrash of a bayi. And what did it take to remove this apikoros from the beis medrash of a bayi? None other than Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, who at the time was one of the most pious, who had the most Yirat Shemayim, who was a humongous Talmud Chacham. And you might ask, oh, well, then why not Abaye do it himself? Well, obviously, there was some midah that Rav Acha Bar Yaakov had that Abaye didn't. And he knew this, and he wanted him to come. And it was in this way that when he came, he engaged with this mazik, in quotation marks, this person who was bringing in his enlightened ideas from supposedly the seven areas of secular wisdom, and with every single bow, quote unquote, with every single argument that he had, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov was able to annihilate it and defeat it until the mazik really left the Beit Medrash. That's the way he understood that. So in case we wanted to take it away from something that seems so ethereal and hard to understand, we can appreciate it from that perspective too. So now let's unpack something a bit further. When we go through life, sometimes there will be monsters. There will be the Sarshal Esav encountering us. And we might not see it as something as cosmically huge as the Sarshal Esav. But it could be the shidduch that doesn't go right. It could be that my roommate really bugged me today. That, you know what, I didn't get the job that I applied for and I put my effort into and everything. Or, you know what, I don't like school and it's just not working today. And you know what? Don't think that that's not a fragment or a piece of the Sarshal Esav. That's your battle. That's your Yaakov Avinu moment. In that moment, and how are you going to prepare for it? How am I going to prepare for it? I'm speaking to myself also. How am I going to prepare for it? Am I going to wage war? Am I going to use diplomacy? Am I going to daven? Maybe I'll use a different tactic, but whatever it is, we have to use our seichel, our das, to appreciate it and know what to do going forward. We can't just let the demon get us. We have to get the demon. Whatever that demon might be, it could be simple, it could be huge, it could be awful. Whatever you're thinking in your mind is the worst possible demon, he might already be in your personal base medrash. And that's how we have to work. That's what we have to do. We need to approach life as if we are going up against the Sarshal Esav, because Rabosa, we really are. As people who left yeshiva, as people who are now back from Eretz Yisrael, even 6, 7, 10, whatever it is, years later, inaugural member of the Chabura, I know what it was like, you know? And I still am going through it. We all go through it. And whether it's a test about, you know, your marriage, your kids, it's going to come back and it's going to be there and it's going to be ever present for you. And how you handle it is everything. And we see the answer in the Agarata, at least a few answers. One is the power of prayer. The power of prayer. Seven bows. Stavnik Shmon Esrei. Marashah says, by modem, he bows down. And that's how he slays all the heads. Gratitude is one huge way, modem, of actually unpacking and defeating the Yetzer Hara, which I'm analogizing to be the Sarshal Esav, the primordial serpent, and all the other components that go into things. Esav Arash is still present with us. And I think it's very vital for us to appreciate our godless and who we are as people. We have the koach to defeat the Sarshal Esav, or at least to weaken it for our kids. Yeah? We were chosen somehow, or we chose this life to learn Torah. We're learning, at least last week, right, about who gets to learn Torah, the fathers. We are the sons that are learning Torah right now. How often do we appreciate the fact that here we are on the Beis Medrash learning Hashem's Holy Torah? And that we have the opportunity as people to give it over to our kids. And I submit to everyone here, and this is me, and if there's other challenges, feel free. But I submit to us here as a chabura that Maisa Avo Simon Laban applies to everyone in this room. We all have the capacity to give something over to our kids through that. And our choice to change our lives for Torah is a big component of that. And how we go about annihilating every one of the heads on our seven-headed beast, dragon, demon thing that's going to attack us does that too. Just like by Yaakov Avinu, just like by Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. And I think it's vital for us to take this with us as we go forward in life. And most importantly, I think it's beautiful when the Torah aligns and you can see something as deep as an Agarata lining up with this week's Parsha Vayishlach. And Hashem did that. I originally was going to come in saying something totally different. And then when I saw the Agarata and I saw that this was the week Rav Bilowitz said, you know, maybe it's your turn to go. I said, okay. And I said, I have to say this. Because a true vort comes from you seeing it come out of the text opposed to you putting it there. You don't shoot the arrow and paint the target around it. You have to actually see it. And when I saw this, I had to share it with everyone. And so we should be zoga to see the trunk of the tree coming out of the branches and the branches coming back into the trunk of the tree. We should grow as B'nai Torah. We should grow as people who are actively trying to annihilate or at least weaken our own personal Sarshal Esav, seven-headed demon dragon monster, and become our best selves. Good job.